Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right. I don't even know where to start today.
We got a lot to cover.
I went to the dentist yesterday. Everything's good to go.
Woo! We were so worried about that mouth.
Oh, my God.
It's AKA funny. Your moneymaker.
They're the only ones besides the sweet Wylene that can touch my pillow lips. Pillow lips. Yeah. It's funny. They always ask questions when they're in your mouth. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Why do they do that? They shouldn't ask questions. They should just talk about something. And then they put Friends on. Like, there's a big TV. Mm-hmm. And I always think to myself, all right, they're in my mouth. I can't. How do I laugh if something's funny? I mean, it's just not set up correctly for this.
You got a lot of questions. First of all, I think all of it boils down to one thing.
What's
power
that?
Move. Oh, it's a total power move. They're like, oh, I'm sorry. Let me ask you a bunch of questions. Let me put on the funniest show on the planet and tell you to be like, no. Leave your mouth open.
Leave it open. I always forget, though, that I have party in my mouth. So I always have to explain that. Gracie, I have a tattoo in my mouth. I can't show it here on my tooth that says party. So when I got a cap put in, the guy thought it'd be cool if I had party in it. But now the big joke is I have a party in my mouth. Do you want to come?
You said it.
I said it.
You just let the record show. I did not put that out there.
I did not.
So yeah, that will play lovely into one of the fun news of the day stories we have. Just a little tease of what's to come.
What should we start at? Best news of the day. Let's get this going.
There's a bunch on the docket for today. So Lady Gaga just announced that she's got her Mayhem tour coming, and I think it's going to be another ticket scramble for fans.
Okay.
She only has 13 North America dates, and that's two of them are in Canada.
Isn't that weird? It's like she doesn't like us. I don't understand. She's spending more time in Europe.
She is. She's got 19 UK/Euro dates. I don't know. I mean, you know, some of this is like she's doing an arena tour and it's not going to be a stadium tour. So there's less seats and then she's not doing as many. I'm hoping that it has to do with the fact that she's going to add dates.
Okay.
That there's like enough room for stuff.
I'm sure she will. Absolutely. Did you catch her on Saturday Night Live a few weeks back?
Yeah, she was amazing.
Come on. She turned that whole show into a musical. Every single stinking bit was a singing musical. You cannot deny.
She sang a lot.
But she sang all the time.
She's got a great voice.
I think she's great. That time that we met her years ago in the studio, you can tell that she's different. Because back then she was way affected, had two giant bodyguards with her everywhere. Whenever she walked in the room, she had to walk out of the room in a different outfit. You can just tell now that she's settled down a little bit and maybe just needed to get away from all of that stuff. And her new song, by the way, awesome.
Oh,
that is a great song. It's like old school Lady Gaga.
Yeah, no, the whole album.
So good. Oh, you've heard the album?
The whole album. Okay. I've got it. Downloaded. I have been playing it on shuffle. Like, I mean, there's so many good songs on there. Like, she's not going to have a one and done album. Like, she's going to have a lot of hits. And so that's part of the thing is that she hasn't been on tour in a bit. And people were kind of worried that she wasn't going to do a tour. And then, you know, she just dropped the news. I'm excited. I would love to be able to go and see her live. I think she's one of those artists that you put in your wish book of like people you could see live because
I mean your diary, your wish book.
My wish book.
Your diary.
No, a diary is where I put my dark thoughts. Like Party talked about people coming in his mouth today. That's
there's
where
a party in my mouth. I said
there's a party in your mouth. Who's coming? That's where I put those who's thoughts. Coming? The wish one is the one where it's like things I'd like to do one day.
All right, I have a question.
Forget
about
that party ever said that to me.
Gracie, hit one Gaga for me. Look at her. This is Gaga. I have a question about the eyebrows.
Yeah, it's a hot thing right now.
Those eyebrows right now. She's doing it. And then I saw Miley Cyrus is doing it. They look like aliens.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah, it's a whole movement. Those micro bangs and then like the bleached out. Or in some cases, they'll even put like it's like a fake skin where it'll just get rid of them all together.
Wow.
I don't know. Okay. I'm an eyebrow chick. So to me, it's a strange look. I can't get on board. You're never going to find me walking in to my local anesthetician and being like, could we please bleach these? I want to look like I have no definition on my face.
Yeah.
I'm pale enough as it is. If I lost my eyebrows, I would have no facial definition. It'd just be lips and that's all. Two holes for my nose and that's it.
Yeah, I know. A long time ago, I did a radio bit with a guy by the name of Hambone. Great dude. And we did a bit where we waxed his eyebrows off. Yeah, he had some caterpillars up there too.
No.
We completely waxed them off, and then someone called and said, "There's a chance, like a nurse or something. There is a chance that his eyebrows won't grow back."
Oh, it's a whole thing.
That kid. Oh my God. Oh my God.
So there was a big, for a long time, like in the 90s and the early 2000s, there were like the pin, like just the very thin eyebrows. And so like Chrissy Teigen, most famously and within the last couple of years, had like an eyebrow hair transplant.
Really?
Because she'd plucked them so vigorously for so long that it will. They're just like, fine, we give up. We're not going to. Yeah, they'll just stop growing.
Okay.
And so she didn't want to have those severely, you know, contoured. So now she's been growing them out. And it's like hysterical because, you know, it's like any kind of transplant, like you've got to let it grow.
Let it go.
And so she's had like total caterpillars.
She has a bunch of pubes.
I mean, it's Chrissy Teigen. So you're like, oh, boo hoo hoo. You're amazing. Yeah. And you're married to John Legend. So it's like, you know, if the one thing you can knock her on is eyebrows, then, you know, she's living a good life.
That's doing it for sure. Real quick, who does Peter's eyebrows?
What? Peter doesn't do any eyebrows. What are you talking about?
Come on. I can tell on your face. You do it, don't you?
No.
You pluck his eyebrows? You don't trim them up?
No, I have no idea what he does. He closes the bathroom door and he could be doing all sorts of stuff in there. I have no clue.
Oh,
why
okay.
Does Wylene take care of your eyebrows?
Yes, she does.
What does she do? Oh my God, I'm fascinated.
Because they get out of control. My father had crazy hair growing everywhere, like hair out of the ear and nose hairs and all that stuff, right? And the eyebrows, as you get older, you just don't pay attention. It's like old people stuff, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, if she notices my eyebrows, that's why they look so damn good. If she notices if my eyebrows are getting weird like that, like caterpillar-like, then she'll get and I don't know how you guys deal this, she'll get the tweezers out. And start tweezing me. Isn't that fun?
That's terrifying. Crazy.
It hurts. I don't know how you guys do any of that stuff.
Yeah, it does hurt. It
hurts. So yeah, she does it. That's why I look the way I look.
I can't believe that your wife does that for you. Yeah.
Isn't that nuts? Well, she doesn't walk around with a caveman. You know.
No, I know, but why aren't you taking care of that yourself? Like, why is that? Poor Wylene, like, why is she tasked with your hair grooming?
Poor Wylene. She's the one that does it. Yes. When we're in Florida, we're on the balcony area, you know, chilling. And she noticed with the sunlight that my eyebrows are crazy. So she did them right there on the beach.
Really feel like we're missing one of those Love Is cartoons with those naked people who are like, Love Is grooming another person's eyebrows. I wouldn't on a dare.
Okay.
If Peter came up to me and was like, hey, could you help me out? Could you groom my eyebrows? I'd be like, let me give you the number of my lady.
Oh, you wouldn't do that for your husband. That's
Why? Come on. I don't do it for myself.
I know.
Careful. Careful. so careful.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God.
I've got amazing eyebrows. It's like okay. The one thing. That's why I never want to wax them off, because it's like the one thing that yeah. I feel like, it's, you know, it's like going it's, shoe oh, shopping. You can always feel good about yourself shoe shopping.
Yeah, yeah.
You're always true. The same size. You never feel like I'm having a fat foot day. It's like the same thing with eyebrows. You're like, look at those.
Yeah.
Feel like you lose 10 pounds when you get them waxed.
Got a fat foot day. Anniversary today of Viagra, right?
Yes. So this week, it's the 27th anniversary of Viagra this week. It was a game changer in the sexual pharmaceutical realm. Before this, like nothing really of this nature existed. It was an accident. It was supposed to treat high blood pressure and angina. Yeah.
What's angina?
It's another cardiovascular issue.
Oh, okay. All right.
Until they found out that all of their test subjects got a boner within the hour.
Wow.
I mean, awkward. Yes.
Especially if you're wearing one of those like patient smocks.
Well, that's what I mean. Think about it. You're going into this drug study and somebody's like, listen, this is for blood pressure. Like, we just want to check. And then that happens. And you think it's just you.
Yeah.
Like nobody said, like, you know what I mean?
You look around. Hey, Gary, what are you doing over there?
Nothing. What are you doing, Jim?
Well, happy anniversary. It's made a lot of families, I'm sure, couples very, very happy.
I think it's made a lot of families. Yes, probably.
Made a lot of families
like
too.
It's made a lot of families. It's made a lot of money for Pfizer.
Oh my God. I can only imagine how much money.
And then keep in mind, so Pfizer was the one, Viagra is Pfizer. So they're like the groundbreaking. And then since then, there's been like Cialis and all this kind of stuff. But it's incredible to think that it was 27 years ago, because it's such a, it's so mainstream now.
Can like women at the take time, that stuff? This is a guy thing, right? I guess. I don't know. Never mind. It's dumb question day. Can women take that? Never mind.
No, I don't. I mean, there's nothing. I think just it's called wine. Okay. Puts us in the mood.
We need the blue pill.
Let us have a couple more bottles of that before you pop one of your pills. Yeah. She's like, ugh.
So you can forget.
Your eyebrows are disgusting. Maybe you could have trimmed your eyebrows before you took the pill.
Exactly. opening day of baseball yesterday. And of course, with that comes all the foods. The foods. Some of that food is absolutely insane.
Some of it is like, you're like, there was one on there that was like a milkshake and it looked really delicious. So
one.
I will be fair. The idea of drinking something like that in the sun made me think of Anchorman. Like milk was a bad idea.
Milk was a bad idea.
Like having a gut full of just dairy while you're like sitting in the sun.
Massive milkshake. Who?
But the food that was particularly offensive to me comes from Houston Astros. They've got what they are titling the Daddy Mac Dog.
Okay, we got it right here so you can check it out. Grace, good hit to Daddy. To Daddy. Ooh, Daddy. Daddy Mac. Look at this thing.
So they say it takes the suggested serving is 2 to 3 adults should share this.
Okay. Oh,
and
my God, it's that big.
A hot dog with brisket and burnt ends and fried pickles and mac and cheese. It's disgusting.
Yeah, again, eating it in the sun. Then Kansas City's the big one, too. And that's just, you know, a jump away from here. 3 Blue Velvet. This is more like your thing. I couldn't eat this right here.
This looks so good. It's a whoopie pie.
Lazy. It looks lazy to me.
I mean, it's not the best photo. I will say whoever food photographed that needs to maybe get back into the drawing board. I mean, like it looks a little overcooked. It looks a little sad. It doesn't really like scream to you like, oh, I got to get one of those now.
Does Chicago,
but I will say
Does Chicago do anything?
Oh yeah.
Foods? Oh, they do have good foods, of course, right? Everybody.
Oh yeah. There's right? There's probably sausages or something. Opening day is a huge deal here in Chicago. Yeah. People take off work. It's cold. It's not. I wouldn't want to go.
Okay.
If you're in one of the shaded areas. I mean, you usually see people in like parkas going to opening day in Chicago.
I guess people do it for football. Why not?
I guess baseball, so, but it just seems
so long. So long. I like baseball. I'd rather go to the game than watch it, you know. Well, I got nothing else to watch.
I don't
know. How else am I going to watch? I watch football. Then I
football's
got
not as
volleyball.
Volleyball's quick. Basketball's quick.
Basketball's
football's
quick.
Like, eh. But yeah. Baseball, I'm married to like a diehard Cubs fan. There are like a million baseball games in a season. Yeah. That's the other thing. At least with football, you're like kind of isolated to the weekends.
Yeah.
But like baseball could happen at any time.
Yeah, you're just not a baseball. You're not a sports person, actually.
I'm not a sports person.
Yeah. All right. And then now what else is going on? Mega Million. Got a winner.
Illinois. Mega Millions. It was in Illinois. Yeah. The one time my husband does not buy a ticket.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's the thing. I can't wait to tell him when he gets home and be like, that could have been us.
Yes.
Congratulations. I guess I still need to find a job. You had one job, and that was to buy the winning ticket, and you failed.
Yeah, what does he do when he comes home with the ticket to the kids?
Tells them he promises them that we're gonna win and that, you know, it's gonna be a whole thing. So then they stay up. Did we win? I was like, your dad is never gonna, like, this is never gonna happen. Do we have to go to school tomorrow? Yes. Yes, you do. You have to go to school and we're still poor.
Yeah.
So shut that light off because electricity's not free.
Yeah, it's not free at all. Well, congratulations. Yeah, I can't wait till you tell Peter either. That's a lot of money. That's,
you know, they're changing the Mega Millions.
What are they doing? I didn't
these
know.
Jerks. Yeah. So there's one more draw. There's like a few more drawings and then they're changing it. So the last drawing with this current rules is, April 4th. And then on April 7th, it's $5 a ticket.
Oh, shut up. Why?
Nope. They're bumping it up from $2 to $5 a ticket. And then they're adding all these like incentives, all these boosters.
Okay.
And then they're trying to make it like a whole thing. So people have been complaining. They're like, we've heard you. And the biggest thing is that the non-jackpot prizes, right? So like you come close and how much you'll get. So there's going to be
There'll be more payouts.
More payouts.
Okay.
But
because that's not what Powerball did. Powerball added a day or two or whatever. And they upped their prices from one to two. But they didn't add any more payouts. So that's why these numbers are so huge. I just think that they need to do more drawings for it. I don't think one person should get $10 billion.
Well, in this case, it was $344 million. If they take the one-time payout, it's $159.1 million. Boo-hoo-hoo. Oh, you know who didn't win? Peter. One job, Peter.
That's
count
it.
On you for this degenerate gambling.
One job. Yeah.
One job. Well, actually two. He actually has a job. And then this is like his side hustle.
Job. Okay.
So he really does have a job. Okay. Mega Millions. Anybody wants to check their Mega Millions tickets to see if they have something close? It was 1, 5, 17, 39, 62, and then the Mega Ball was 8. Because sometimes you get like the little guys.
Yeah.
Most of the one
was $100, so you can win something on it. I haven't bought a ticket. I guess I'm lying to you now. I did buy one Monday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Do you take the quick pick or do you like pick your own?
I just do the quick pick. Don't even care. I, at one given time, thought I'd do birthdays and all that. That got expensive because it was like 6 or 7 different tickets. Just burning money up. But you know what? You know what they say?
What?
You can't win if you don't play.
It's true. And you're saving all that money on your eyebrow grooming by making your wife do it. So you've got that just crazy spending money.
I got that going. All right. So at last and not least, of course, it's the cruise ship story that just came out. What the hell?
Ahoy Pirates. Apparently, so it is the MS Queen Anne was going through like a port near the Philippines. And I guess it is a real problem sector for pirating.
Okay. This is what they announced over the intercom.
Known for piracy tracks as reported in the world's media. Therefore, we will be operating at a heightened level of security alertness during this period. The external promenade deck will be closed on both sides from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. overnight between the night of 14th and 15th of March, and no guests will be allowed access during these times for the duration of the transit. During the hour of darkness, only essential open deck lights will be on to reduce the ship's external lighting.
You paid for this.
Please take care if you need to transit the upper outside decks. We also request that you turn off your stateroom lights when not needed and close the curtains of your stateroom window or balcony.
Good God.
In the unlikely event of an emergency, a broadcast will be made by the bridge with the following instructions. Guests are to proceed to their staterooms. Guests with a window or balcony should proceed to the corridor outside their stateroom, ensuring the stateroom door remains closed. If you are in an inboard stateroom, please remain inside your stateroom. During this time, guests should not remain on any open decks or near any external windows. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to emphasize that the safety and security of the ship, all guests and crew on board, is my highest priority.
Mm-hmm.
I assure you that measures to prevent any unlikely incident have been well planned, and the likelihood of this happening on a big ship like Queen Anne is absolutely minimal.
Then why are you bothering me during my expensive vacation? That's the thing. It's not cheap.
Yeah, it's not cheap. That guy, that's a Captain Fun Hater right there.
Yeah, he's like, hey, couple things.
I guess it's common in some of those areas. I saw some interview with a couple that was there for that particular one, and they even showed photos. They have, you know, the giant water cannons.
Yeah,
that they use. They have those on the cruise ship for potential attacks from
pirates.
To keep
the pirates off.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess it is a thing.
What are we living in Peter Pan land? I mean, like, seriously.
Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine? Yeah, pirates. Pirates.
I've been
coming
on a cruise ship, and yeah, we had a stateroom that had a balcony.
Okay. And I wouldn't do it any other way.
Yeah, you got to have the open air. It's really nice. But it's really expensive. We went all out because we took my mom for her birthday.
Yeah.
But the idea that somebody like that you'd be like just chilling out in your room and all of a sudden look out on your balcony and there's some like pirate coming up over the side is just,
that would be weird.
It would be so scary. Like, you're like, you can have whatever you want. Like, what? Like, I don't, what are you doing in my room?
I'm the captain now.
You're like, and by the way, those guys did not. I just always think of like the terrible Who Didn't Win the World Series t-shirts that go to wherever and that's what they're wearing.
Oh, yes. Yes, exactly. All right. So there you got it. I have a question real quick, Molly. Have you ever had, I drove around the whole city yesterday looking for this. Are you
Surfside?
Familiar? Surfside drink. Surfside.
No.
It's crazy. They're like sold out.
Really?
This is Wylene's favorite drink. It's her favorite
I've heard
drink.
Of them. Aren't they like a tea?
Yes.
Like, aren't they some sort of like?
There's several different ones. Hers is the peach tea and vodka.
Yum.
So I drove to every liquor store all around town to get her some.
And you couldn't find them?
I couldn't find it anywhere. I was blown away by it. And then I finally found, I found five of them at that, that new wine place called Total Wine and More. That big
I went
giant
there.
Warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
So I had a guy help me try to find it, and we couldn't find it anywhere. And as I was walking out, I said, oh my God, it's right there. And so I grabbed three and I left two for someone else.
Kind. So,
and then as I'm and as I'm checking out, the lady says to me, she goes, God, I wish they sold these in 12 packs because I would buy them all. The same brand, the same stuff. The
Is peach, it like a White Claw? Peach, like they sell them in four packs?
Yeah, four packs for $10. Four for $10.
That's
yeah.
not bad.
Yeah, it is. Four for $10. Come on.
What are you looking for? A Michelob Ultra? Come on. I'm talking about some high-end stuff. It's got vodka in it.
Yeah, that's her thing, the peach tea. And I was in a doghouse, and I never get into the doghouse. And so I figured that's how I'm going to get out of the doghouse.
Whoa, talk about burying the lead on a story. What got you in the doghouse?
The other night. The other night.
Do tell.
She went to bed and I came up much later, turned on the light, made all kinds of noise, went to sleep.
With the light on?
No, I don't know. She came home for lunch yesterday and she was all like, you're in trouble. I'm like, what did I do? I'm never in trouble. I don't do anything. So I tried to be the funny guy. Hey.
She's like, nope.
Yep. Nope. Nope. So she went back to work and I went and found this.
No nonsense. Wyleen came out to play yesterday.
Real talk. Wyleen came out.
Real yeah. talk. Wyleen. Uh-huh. And was she like, do you remember what you did last night?
No, she didn't. She never says that. 10 times.
She's like, no. I'm not going to ask a stupid question that I know there's no answer to. Do you know what you did last night? Wyleen, let's not Come ask on. Questions that don't lead anywhere.
That don't lead anywhere at all. But yeah, that's kind of the gig. I just wanted to know if that was a thing for you as well, because everybody's buying it up. It's insane. I
haven't gotten my summer like that. I haven't gotten my summer drink on yet. Okay. I'm still going. I mean, the closest I get to is I've switched over a little bit to Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay.
I'm kind of transitioning from my red to white, sort of like when you finally put the coats away and you're ready to like maybe, but I still don't trust it because then you have a blizzard, you know, it's like one day I'm drinking Sauvignon Blanc on my sister's patio. It's 80 degrees. 2 days Next later, day I was like, blizzard. Woo, it's blizzarding outside. We should probably open one of those Cabernets we got.
Yeah, so that's the deal. The white's for the summer and the reds are for the winter.
Yes. The colder, I mean, you can do some summer reds, right. but it's okay. not it, on account of the fact that whites are chilled.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to sit there and be drinking a big old heavy red wine and like that heat. You're like, talk about milk was a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing's worse than sitting there and being like, oh, let's open that heavy Zinfandel that we save for beef stew. Oh, the I want that on stuff.
The delicious stuff. All right. So we're going to roll into, I love Fridays, by the way. I'm just going to take you guys to the fun factory is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
So I got six videos that I've been watching that, because I spent a lot of time watching videos, I guess, reels. So Gracie, go ahead and hit number one, 1V for me, please.
I'm not going to stay silent any longer. The following groups of people need to be deported immediately. People who ride tandem bicycles. Couples who share email or social media accounts. Babies who wear giant hair bows. People who say yummy or delicious about anything other than food. Anyone who says lovemaking. People who use the expression easy peasy lemon squeezy. Disney adults. Couples who sit on the same side of the booth. People who are really into their high school reunion. People who do that how old do I look thing on TikTok.
Oh, my God. I love
She's
her.
Got a lot of opinions. She is ready to fire. Oh, my God.
I love her. All right, 2V, if women cat called men. Okay, 2V.
Oh,
here we
my
go.
God. Oh,
hey, you look like you love commitment. Oh boy, hey, what you got under that shirt, sweetie? Bet it's a good heart. Bet those arms could put together my IKEA furniture. Come talk to me, sweetie. You want a family?
Hey, babe. I bet you'd let me choose what to do with my own body.
Oh, your ass would look so good on my couch. Do you watch reality TV? How are you at foot rub?
I bet you can handle a girl with all kinds of emotions.
Hey, baby, you hear me?
You hear me?
Yeah, because you're a good listener.
Boy. I bet your bathroom is so clean.
Ooh, you look so emotionally stable.
Those arms look like they can carry some babies.
You look like a real mess. Let me fix you.
Ooh, damn, baby. I bet you have a job with health insurance.
I bet you would treat me with respect.
Is that bowl drill?
Ooh, darling. You look monogamous.
Hey, nice shoes. Want a spoon?
Screw you.
Ooh, you talk to your mama with that mouth? Or at all? Because a good relationship with your mother is important to me.
Does the beard match the carpet?
Damn, you're cute. Hey, you want to go back to my place? We can eat pizza. We can hold each other all night.
What women want.
What women want, for sure. All right, 3V. Go ahead, hit 3V for Super Gracie.
Hey.
Your favorite
you
lady's here.
Being having your butt no. hurt? That okay? I'm having hemorrhoid too. That's why I'm using propping edge and edge. It the butt hurting better, making your butt hurting feeling better. If it hurts to ride a butt stretch, propping edge and edge. If you cannot be sit down, propping edge and edge. If it hurts to use the toilet, propping edge and edge. And that way now, I'm not getting butt hurt anymore. Propping edge and edge. Butt hurt better, making your butt hurting feeling better. For now, I'm gonna have him to laugh.
Butt hurt what? Butter.
That's terrifying.
That's your favorite lady. That's my favorite.
I know
lady
she
right
was
now.
Last time you showed it to me, she was eating a can of beans. So I was terrified. Beans, yeah. So she's eating a can of beans. I can understand why the preparation H now is like the follow-up video. She's like, right, remember that can of beans video I shared? Now yeah. It's on to preparation H. You're like, heck yeah, it is.
All right, Gina. Supporter
that's where,
of the show.
That's where a shaper like this could come into play. Because if you find a few whiskers, I've got an example here because I just wanted to show how that might work. You find a whisker, and then you can put it in your whisker jar. Look at that. So look, it's such a fine, delicate item. You don't know where to put it, but you want to see it and put it on display. You just take that, pick up the delicate whisker, and then you put the whisker in the whisker jar. Can you even make
it's
that
called
out?
A salt
such a wisp. These white whiskers are in the whisker jar now.
It's called a salt Gina shaker, ma'am.
Gina sent that. She said she thought about you because Molly collects cat whispers or whiskers.
I do. And here's what's crazy. I found a rock at the beach that I thought would be a good whisker rock.
Okay.
Hold on.
You got it. Okay. We're going to see this. By the way, if you're listening, you can always go to YouTube, Heard at One YouTube channel, and find us there. And oh, look at that.
So it's got
holes
these,
in it.
I don't have bangle bracelets to make that noise like the lady does, and I'm not going to do ASMR, but yes, right here. But the whiskers right in here. So it's got this like clang, 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 clang. Look at this. It's a whisker container.
Oh my God.
Or a salt shaker. The thing about that is I'm like, I hope she doesn't dig the whiskers out and then fill it with salt and put it on the table.
Exactly.
Somebody's like, this tastes awfully. Yeah. Gracie. So I found this at the beach and it's got a cool little design.
Play it one more time. 4V for me.
That's where a shaker like this could come into play. Because if you find a few whiskers, I've got an example here because I just wanted to show how that might work. You find a whisker, and then you can put it in your whisker jar.
Oh,
look at that. So look, it's such a fine, delicate item. You don't know where to put it, but you want to see it and put it on display.
You do want to
see
it.
You just take that, pick up the delicate whisker, and then you put the whisker in the whisker jar. Can you even make
it's
that
It's not
out?
A whisker a jar.
These white crazy. Whiskers are in the whisker jar now.
It's a salt shaker.
That is QFC.
And you know that I am all about being a crazy cat lady, but even I'm like too far.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is.
All right, this is the most adorable. This is for you, Molly, right here. Go ahead, hit up 5V, Gracie, please.
so stupid. You're so stupid. That's stupid.
Oh my God.
I hate you so much.
Then there's the last one, right? There's number six, 6B. We love this one.
I'm not a man.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Did I?
I'm not a fucking ma'am.
I thought.
Richard.
Richard could be a ma'am.
I don't think so, ma'am.
I can't get
so enough. Much anger. Yeah. Richard. Richard could be a ma'am. I got to be with Richard on that one. No, no. I don't know any.
I know. I'm not a ma'am.
I mean, I know a lot of different people, but like Richard is definitely a dude's name.
Wow.
Oh, that cat on the toilet.
Oh, you want to see it again? 5B, Gracie, please.
My kids are gonna lose it when they see that clip. Absolutely. Like, I think I just did. Who needs to go to the gym today, man? I got my waist workout just laughing at the cat. So much to unpack there.
There you have it.
You know, AI maybe isn't terrible.
What is our email address?
The thing. We want you to email. We want to hear from you. It's been a week now that we've been back on air, and we miss the social interaction. So if you want to email us, whether with comments, suggestions, maybe funny clips, you can send voice messages. bpscrasher@gmail.com. That's B as in big, P as in party, S as in show, crasher@gmail.com. Yeah. And we'll email you back. We're working on some stuff. We're coming up with new ideas, and we'd love to hear from you. The other thing is that, you know, one of the favorite things we love to do is getting those voice comments.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so you could get a chance to like have your moment on the show. So if you want to send a voice comment with your suggestion or question, you get a chance to, you know, be here on the podcast with us.
There you go. There you go. And of course, you know what the gig is. You got to follow, rate and review. Okay. Last time I checked, still sitting at, I think 3 or 4, again, in that, on that chart we talked about the other day. And the YouTube, they heard at, One Network YouTube, you can find us right there and watch us if you're into watching. I'm a watcher.
Yeah, you are. And you can see really well because your wife trimmed your eyebrows. So there's that.
Yes, she did. So yeah, subscribe to that. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's the first week. It's been fun. Having a lot more fun, I'll be honest with you, than with doing a podcast than I was doing radio.
I think so too.
I am having 1,000 times more. I'm just more happier. It's hard to explain. It's this is what I believe I meant to be.
Yeah.
Right now. So yeah. So thanks again to everybody.
Thank you, everyone,
for tuning in. And have a safe weekend. Have fun. Our podcasts come out every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
No.
Wednesday,
and Friday. My God, you've got one job, Peter. Buy that winning lottery ticket and remember which days we have the show.
Yeah, exactly. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And as for Alexa, okay, if you tell Alexa these words, play the Big Party Show podcast, you have to say podcast, then it will pop up on your Alexa. Anything else is not. It's got to say play the Big Party Show podcast. And then it pulls it right there and you can get ready for work or whatever the deal is. Even in your car on your way to work, you can listen to. But of course, you can listen anytime. And tell all your friends, be a good person, be a good friend to your people. And tell them to listen to the Big Party Show podcast. That is it. Stuff and things.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good. Thanks, Gracie. Thank you, Gracie. All right. We'll see you guys Monday.
A Huda Media Production.